The Flood by Patricia Zelver. It had been raining for a week. The rain melted the snowpacks in the mountains, turning the streams into torrents. Logging roads were flooded, upland farms inundated. Highway 99 across the Siskiyous was closed by slides. In town, the creek had overflowed, and the merchants on Creek Street put up sandbags. The wind blew in great gusts. The Norton News Sentinel said the river, 10 miles out of town, was rising a foot an hour. John Brigham decided he ought to call Hilda Butterwick before the lines went out. "Look here, Hilda," he would say firmly, "you better get into town. I'll reserve a room for you at the hotel, and I'll come out and get you." That was it. Just a brisk statement, no more. Nothing about the Mons, though a new letter from one of Hilda's daughters who lived in California lay upon his desk. "Surely you can persuade her. She would be so much more comfortable, and if anything happened, we could feel assured she'd get the proper care." John had to chuckle when he read the letter. He felt the same way Hilda did about the Mons. Going there would destroy your integrity as a citizen and human being. He belonged to this town. He had grown up here and practiced law for 43 years. The Mons was a recent modern monstrosity built upon the hill just outside of town. It was a colony unto itself. It was even run by a bunch of outsiders, professional Presbyterian social workers. Not that he criticized the project. They provided a useful service, and he even often advised his elderly clients to go there. "But what about you, John?" Mildred Stone, a recently widowed lady, asked him. "You're my age." "Oh, I've got nothing against the Mons," John said. "It's a fine place, for most folks, but I'm not sure I'd fit in. I might want to pinch one of those pretty nurses they have and get in trouble." Millie had pretended to look shocked. Then she giggled at his wickedness. They had known each other ever since Emerson grade school days. He felt certain Millie would feel at home up there. But Hilda Butterwick, if the Mons were his client, he'd have to advise them not to take her. All she would do would be to stir up trouble. That was her hobby nowadays. Besides, he was the last person to advise her about anything. He had considered writing back to her daughter and saying, "Appeal to Newman Hunter, not me. I am no longer in her favor." But, of course, you couldn't say a thing like that to children. Hazel left at 5:30. At 6, John kicked out Ollie Ferguson, who made John's office a home away from home. He didn't want anyone to hear, not even Ollie, who didn't have all his marbles anymore, for he had publicly vowed never to speak to Hilda Butterwick again. He put the call through. The Shady Cove operator answered. "This is John Brigham," he said. "How are all of you doing out there?" "Well, the lines are still up," she said, "but Benny's Cocktail Lounge had to close last night. It was too wet in there even for the soaks." "Give me Hilda Butterwick." "I thought you were never going to speak to her again." "It's strictly a business matter," said John. "Half the time she won't talk unless I tell her it's Newman Hunter, and sometimes she won't even talk to him." "We'll give it a try," John said. The rural line buzzed. After a moment, Hilda answered. John could hear the operator tell her Mr. Brigham was on the phone. There was a long pause, then Hilda spoke. Her ordinarily throaty voice had a peculiar high sing-song rhythm. "This is a recorded announcement," she said. "Mrs. Butterwick is entertaining guests. At the sound of the gong, you may leave a message." There was another silence. Then the Chinese gong, which Hilda had brought back from Hong Kong on one of her crazy trips around the world, echoed stridently in John's ear. "Oh, for Christ's sakes, Hilda, come off your high horse. I'm just calling to see if you need any assistance." "Mrs. Butterwick asked for no charity. She is able to take care of herself," she replied in the same recorded announcement voice. Then she hung up. "I told you so," said the Shady Cove operator gleefully. When John's rage had subsided a little, he decided he was glad he had called, despite the humiliation. Now, if Hilda drowned, he could say, "I tried to rescue the old bag. Yes, I swallowed my pride and called her up and offered my assistance." But then Hilda wouldn't be around to know he had been right all along, as he'd been right about a lot of other things, too. Sadly, he realized that she was the only person he'd really want to tell. "Goddamn Hilda Butterwick," he thought. "She has destroyed the serenity of my old age."